开始说不讲。啊对。
He says as follows, Nisanin v'yudvinu v'yoda, v'yilchol purim v'yechot v'shabes, magdinin nisanins v'yim chamish. That's the time sester. Now, in regard to time sester, so there is a machlekes reshen, as to whether it's only a time mitzad minik, or it's a time mitzibra yakavot. Most reshenim say, the time sester, is not a tiny mitzvah kabbal. It's only a minhag Yisrael. There are some Rishayim who say, the Ravet, he says that it's a chiyuv mitzvah kabbal, and he mentions the pasuk. The Ram in Tainis mentions in the name of the Ravet, that the Ravet mentions the pasuk. L'kayim es yimei ha'purim ba'ele bizmaneim, כאשר קיים עליהם מרדכי היהודי ואסתר המלכו וכאשר קימו על נפשון ועל זרון דברי הצים מסביזה כוסו. So he, the Ravet, according to the Ravet, דברי הצים מסביזה כוסו has reference to Tainis Esther. And then the Shiltes and Rav Letal in Gimore Dabbeis in Megile Yudgimus Mankile Yilikoli. So in Mele we do not have to deduce from the posik that the Bnei Akfoi can read the Megillah and Yud Gimel, because Yud Gimel is his Mankila Likoli. So according to the Shultes and Rav Netan, what does it mean? Yud Gimel's Mankila Likoli? Because it's a Tainis. It's a Tainis. So Menele, everybody assembles to the Bote Knesiyas to be mispalil like a Tainis. So that's the Shite of the Shultes of Rav Netan and the Raif. That when the Pasuk in Midrash Esther says, "V'chashakimu al nafshom v'al zarom," and the Atzim is v'zakosom, so the Pasuk has reference to Tainis Esther. So Tainis Esther, according to the Shiltes of the Tam and the Ravet, is a Tainis Midrash Kabbal. Most Rishonim, however, say no, it's only a minhag. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Tainis says that Yud Gimel Beodea is Yem Nikolia. So in the time of Baisheni, so it is Yontef, because a certain very important ness occurred. Nikonia was a general, a Greek general, and he was a saint in Israel, and he was determined to destroy Yerushalayim and Beis Hamikdash, and he always boasted that he is going to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. And then the Hashinoim attained the victory over him, and the Hashinoim killed him. So that was the day when he was defeated, when Nikona was defeated, it was Yud Gimel Beodea. So it is a Yom Tov. So some Rishayim mentioned that Tainis Esther could not be Tainis Midrei Kabbalah, because if Tainis Esther had been a Tainis Midrei Kabbalah, so then it couldn't be Yonte, so it would be Osir. So how can it be Yonte? So the mention this Raya from the Gemara in Tainis that Tainis Esther is only a Minig, and the Minig developed later after Vayisheni. So Memele, so that's why there was no problem with fasting and Gimel Beodea, because we passed like the Mandoma that bought from Migilas Tainis. So Memele, the Yontef of Yeni Koner was bottled, so there is no problem with fasting and Yud Gimel Beodea. So that's the Shita of Moshe Shita. Now, so the Mechaba says, Misanim v'Yud Gimel Beodea, v'imchol pulim v'yachod b'Shabbes magdimim misanim v'imchamishim. That we have to be misanim. Whether the timeless is mitzad mine, or mitzad din el kaboro, the Mechaba doesn't say. But the Ramo does say. The Ramo says, v'itayni ze einecheiro. In other words, the Ramo paskins, like most Rishonim, not like the Shultes and Rabbi Natan, and the Ravid, that it's only a minute. Lochein yesh lehokru bei leis atzirech, ki yubore iso yunikei iso lechile shein yisakone, ואפילו קיה ועיניי שהיא מצטערים הרבה לא יישמו ויפריעו אחר כך אבל שוב ראים לא יפריסו מן הציבור. So the Ramo says, in view of the fact that Tainis Esther is only a minute, so memele we can be maker. מה שאין כן, according to the Raive, the Meshiltes and Ramatam, so Tainis Esther is more homo. That's what we see. Points out in his Pirush and the Shiltes, according to these three Rishonim, Tainis Esther is much more homo than she was of Tammuz and Tzengidalio and Asor Teves, of course not more homo than Tishabon, because in regard to the other Tanaisi, like she was of Tammuz, Tzengidalio and Asor Teves, so the Gemara says, Ein Shor in Vein Zeves, Hotzo Nisanin, Hotzo Eivisan, Masheinke, Tainis Esther, so it's a chiyuv bidei kaboro, so it's more homo. But Ramo, so memele, that the Netziv in Spirush HaMishultes points out that Tainis Esther, so according to the Shultes and Rav Natan and the Raived, so Tainis Esther is more homo than Shivos of Tammuz. Shivos of Tammuz, the Arochim, the two Mishimunikis, are Purim of the Tainis. But Tainis Esther, according to the Shultes and Rav Natan, and the Raived, so need more is a Mishimunikis HaMechoyev, because it's a chiyuv. But there are more pastons, not like the Shultes and Rav Natan and the Raived. So mainly he says, not only Ubris and Menikis don't have the fast. As far as Ubris and Menikis, so she was of Tammuz and Tzimidalia, so of Tivis, they're also part there. But even Keir Vinay, if he has any problem, any ailment, she would start in Harvey, Lois Samu, Vyifri Yahakach. I will show Brim, Vyifri Sumatibo, because of the Minik. וימחול פורים בימים א', שניסנים בימים ה' שלפונו, ויכול בו בריס מילה, מותר לאכל על המילה, ולמוכל בימים בו וישם לאכל. Suppose פורים happens to be on Sunday, so then it is נדחה, and since it has to be נדחה, so then we do not push it to Friday, even though you can fast on Friday, that is, if the Tonus itself occurs on Friday. Let's say Asor B'Teves. So Asor B'Teves many times occurs on Friday. So then we fast on Friday and we are marshaling the Tonus. Masha'im Kei, if the Tonus now, Yud Gimel Beodea, Bizman Hazeh can never occur on Friday. Because if Yud Gimel Beodea would be on Friday, so Purim would be on Shabbos, and now that we are Koveya the Chodoshim Al Pi Cheshben, so it's impossible that the 14th of Odea should be on Shabbos. But so in this case, where the Purim is on Sunday, so it has to be Nitre. Since it has to be Nitre to another day, so normally we do not push it to a Friday. So that's why we have to fast Tainis Esther on Thursday. So in such a case, where the Tainis Esther is a Nitre, and we fast it on Thursday, if there is a bris mile, so then all those who are invited to the bris can eat at the bris. Not only a minyan, even over and above a minyan. Why? Because it's an itre. Now, ulmocho be involved yisam leichem. Now the Taz is chilek on this din of the Ramot. He says, why should there be a difference? But Rabbo's sitting is that in view of the fact that the Tiny Sester is not this money, and it has to be Nitre, so like this, it should be Nitre to the closest day, Friday. But when something has to be pushed, we are not lechatchile, we are not supposed to push it to Friday, Erev Shabbos. But in regard to those people who have a Sudas Mitzvah, those who are invited to a bris, so in regard to them, so it is Nitre to Friday. All right. So the Goyen says, and this Ramo, Vimcho, Purim v'Yimalet, Shemisamim v'Yimhei Shalufono, V'chol Beit Bris Milo, Muta Lechal Amir. So he says, V'Bar Labris Muta Rabbi Shalotakis. So he points out that when the Ramo says that the guests can eat on Friday, so he means the guests, but the Balbris themselves, that's in the Samdike and the Meir, and the Avi Atinik, who is Yontef Shalahem, so they can eat even when it's not in it. The Balbris, Muter Avi Shotanis, and not only Antanis Esther, even though it's not in it, they can eat. But they can eat even another tamesim, and I saw the teves, Tzengidalio, and Shlosa B'Tamuz. If someone is a Balbris, so then he is allowed to eat on the day itself, even though he's not in Nitre. She'in Nitre, chutz mitishebo, because the yontev of the Balbris, so is not Nitre, because of Shivosa B'Tamuz, or because of the Tainis Asor B'Teves, or the Tainis Otzin Gidali. Only Tisha B'Av. So in Tisha B'Av, what does the Goyim mean? Because there is a Din in Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes, Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes, Tes Sif Tes, Tes Bo Tes Biov, Shechal Li is B'Shabbes. Suppose Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, happens to be on Shabbos. So then the Tones of Tisha B'Av is Nitche to someday. V'Nitche Le'Yimchishe, Bal Bris Mispaler Mincho Be'Idayim Gode, V'Richeitz V'Nimashlim Tanisei Lifi. The Yontef Shalei, the Moker, that's a Rabbi Liavetz. The Torah mentions it in the name of Rabbi Liavetz. Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes. Maise Shechol Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos. V'Nitre Aklim L'Chorosim. V'Hoyo Rabbi Yavetz Bal Bris. V'Yispalo Minche B'Dayim Godel. In other words, at 12:30. So, he was Mispalo Minche. V'Rochatz V'Rohishlin Tanisim. L'Fishiyon Tev Shalehon. V'Rayim Hoditanie Eir Vidav Memale. Omer Ablezer Bar Tzodik. Ani Olisim Nesro Ben Biyomim. V'chol tesvo tishebo, v'chol tishebo v'shabes, v'dochaniu ad l'ach ha-shabes, v'nisaninu bo, v'nishlamnu mipi sheyontev shalonu hoyo. So because that was his yontev, because that was the day when his mishpoche, his ancestors, used to donate eitzim to marechas ha-mizbeach. So that is yontev in the rabbi. The day when a certain mishpoche was accustomed to donate eitzim with Mareches HaMizbeach was considered the Yontev Midrabanan for the whole Bnei HaMishpochet. So Memele, the 10th of Av was the day when his Mishpochet was accustomed to donate eitzim to Mareches HaMizbeach. Now, and so every year you have no problem, because every year you fast on the 9th of Av, not on the 10th of Av. So it wasn't in conflict with the Yom Tov of that Mishpacha. Masha'im came 1 year when the 9th of Av was on Shabbos. So the Tonis was Nidche to Sunday, the 10th of Av. So it was in conflict with his Yom Tov. Yud B'Av was his Yom Tov. So Mumele, he did fast up to Minche, and then he broke the fast. That, so we see from this Gemara that the Yom Tov de Rabbonon is Deiche. A Yom Tov de Rabbonon is Deiche. The Tonis of Tisha B'Av that is in Itre. Now, if not for the Bes Yosef, so we would say that the same thing would be true even if it hadn't been in Itre. But it just happened. The Yom Tov of the Bnei HaMishpoche of Reb Lezer Barab Tzodeh was on the 10th. So Memele, every year, he had no conflict. Only in that year, when the 9th was on Shabbos, and it was Nitre to Sunday, the 10th, he had a conflict. But suppose his Yom Tov would have been the 9th, he could have done the same thing, we could say. But the Bes Yosef says, no, that only the Yom Tov de Rabbonon of Reb Lezer Barab Tzodeh is capable of being Deiche, the tainis of Tisha B'Av that is in Itre. But the tainis of Tisha B'Av that is not in Itre, so the Yom Tov de Rabbonon is not there. Now, so the Goyen mentions a big chiddush. So this is why the Mechaber Paskes in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes, Siv Tes, תסבוב ביוב שחליאס בשבס ונתחל עם רישי בעל בריס מספר לו מנחו וידעיין גודל וריחיץ ונמשל עם תמיסי לפי שיון תפשר להיו only in connection with the tisha b'av ונתחל so if he has yom tov in other words he's a bal bris he's a sandik he's an aviatimik he's a mayor so then the tisha b'av ha-nitchel the Tisha B'Av Nitre, so the Yom Tov de Rabbonon is Deiche, the Tisha B'Av Nitre. But Tisha B'Av that is not Nitre, so Yom Tov de Rabbonon is not Deiche. That's in regard to Tisha B'Av. How about Shavuos B'Tammuz, Asor B'Teves, Tzim Gedalia? Do we say that in regard to Shavuos B'Tammuz, the same thing is true? That only if Shavuos B'Tammuz is a Nitre, so a Baal Bris can break the fast after Chatzos, after Minche. But if it's not a Nitre, so then he cannot break the fast. So the Mogen Avraham in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes, he says that what is true of Tisha B'Av is true of Shavuos B'Tammuz too. Just as in regard to Tisha B'Av. The Mechaber Paskes. As a matter of fact, they are Rishonim who are chilek on the Mechaber. And they say that this Gemara in the Eirav, Daf Nun Aleph of Reb Lezer Barab Tzodeh, so the Gemara mentions Tisha B'Av Nitre because that was the case. But in the Chalami, even if he turned to Mincha, he could still break the fast after Mincha. But the Mechaber Shita is not like that. And the Mechaber Paskes, in regard to Tisha B'Av, only if the Tisha B'Av is in Mincha. But if the Tisha B'Av is not in Mincha, then you have to fast the whole day. You cannot break the fast after Mincha because of the Yom Tov de Rabbonon. So the Mogen Avraham says that according to the Psak of the Mechaber, what is true of Tisha B'Av, that the Tisha B'Av that is not in Nitche, so you have to be even a Baal Simche, a Baal Bris, has to fast the whole day, is true of Shavuos B'Tammuz. But the Gro, that's the Shita of the Mogen Avraham, the Gro, here, in the sea, about Tani says there, so he mentions, so the Gro says, Vimcho, so the Ramo says, if the Tani says there was in Nitche, to Thursday, so then all the guests of the Bris can eat at the breeze and they have to fast on Friday. So the Gemara says that is reference to the other guest, not to the Baal Bris himself. The Baal Bris muter abishor times af al pi she'in am nitchi chutz v'tisha uchmei shekos af yudveiz alev v'irav mem alev domer bezav v'atzodek v'kos v'teises v'rishashono davke v'tisha bov v'chomia אבל בשעות טיימיס, אין צורך ליסניס כלל, מדיקומה לפני מלאכי מטורים, ולרבונם בלוי השלומה, ועל כוחו ביום טבע ובחייגיו נעושה, וכן חוסן ביום חופוסי. ואין במוגן אברום, סימן טוק ופננטס, סיפקות מודלב, בשם רשע לוי, אין שום, so what it means is, he is חלק, and what the מוגן אברום mentions in the name of רשע לוי. So in other words, so there is a machlekes between the Mogen Avrom and the Goy. The Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is the Tisha B'Av Nati Yitche. So the Baal Bri says to be mashlim the Tones. He cannot break the fast at the Mincha. How about she was to be Tammuz Nati Yitche? So the Mogen Avrom, Bishin Rasha Levi says, what is true of Tisha B'Av? Is true of she was to be Tammuz. And the Gros says no. Tisha B'Av, and he mentions it tasteless. In Rosh Hashanah, Tapyetes, and from that tasteless it's mashma that there is a special chumre regabei Tisha B'Av. So, but regabei other Taneisim not. Regabei other Taneisim, even if they are not in Yitche. The Gros says, so he can break the fast after Mincha. Now, we have to understand, so one difficulty in this Indian is, why does the Gros distinguish between Tisha B'Av, not in Yitche, so there you have to be mashing the whole fast, and Shavuos of Tammuz not in Yitche, you don't have to fast the whole day. You don't have to fast. Why is there a difference? That's one difficulty. The other difficulty is in regard to the deen mentioned by the Mechaber himself in Tov Kuf Muntes. So Mechaber says, Tesvor tes b'yof shechaliyas b'shabes v'nitcheu y'mdishen v'albris mispar mincho v'idayim godeu v'reichet v'nimushat mashlim tanisi, if you want to show it. So the Reb Yosef says, only Tisha B'Av v'nitcheu. But if not in Yitche, he has to be mashal in the Tones. What difference does it make? It's the same chiyuv of Tones. The halacha is that if Tisha B'Av happens to be on Shabbos, now Tisha B'Av is not Yitche Shabbos, and Shabbos is also B'Tones. It's also B'Tones. It's a mikro kedek, so it's also midrayse B'Tones. So Mimele, we're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, so it's nitre to some. But it's the same chiyuv of Tainis. That is not in the Nitre. So Molevshech, if the Nitre of Tisha B'Av, so the Yom Tov Rabbanan is Deichet, and he can break the fast, Lacha Minche, so the not Nitre of Tisha B'Av, the Yom Tov Rabbanan should also be capable of being Deichet, so that he could break the fast after Minche. Why does the Mechaber distinguish between a Tisha B'Av that is Nitre and Tisha B'Av that is not Nitre? That's the second question. Now, the second question. Then the third thing that we have to understand, if Tisha B'Av Nitre is Kal, and the Yom Tov Rabbanon can be Deichet, so why does he have to fast the whole happy day, till Minche? Let him break the fast in the morning. Let him break the fast in the morning. And if the Yom Tov Rabbanon is not Deichet, the Tisha B'Av Nitre. So why does he have a heter to break the fast after Mincha? After all, ordinarily there is no difference whether a person eats in the morning on Tisha B'Av or eats at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's the same Misa. So how is it that in regard to a case where there is a Bal Simcha, where it's Yom Tov Shalei, so then it's a Nitre, so then in the morning he cannot eat. But after Mincha, he can. These are the three things that we have to consider, we understand. One is, why does the Gros distinguish between Tisha B'Av and Shavuos of Tammuz, that only by Tisha B'Av, if it's not in Yitche, so the Yom Tov Rabbanan is not Yitche, and he has to fast the whole day. But Shavuos of Tammuz, even if it's not in Yitche, so he can break the fast, and he doesn't have to fast the whole day? The second thing that we have to understand is, why does the Mechaber distinguish between Tisha B'Av and Nitche and Tisha B'Av not in Nitche? And the third thing is, why does the Mechaber say, and that is not the fault of the Mechaber, that is taken from the Gemara in Erev, because Reb Elazar ben Tzadik, so he had a conflict with Yom Tov Shalei, so he broke the fast. He broke the fast after Mincha. So Monevshech, if a Tisha B'Av Nitche, Tisha B'Av Nitche is Nitche mitnei Yom Tov Rabbanan, So we should be able to eat in the morning. Why daf kefta lucha? These are the three difficulties that we have to understand and to resolve. Alright. Now, in regard to the machlekes between the Goyen and the Mogavon, so the Goyen mentions a raya from Teisves in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Tes. I don't want to go over the whole Teisves because that involves the whole sugya, but there is a deal from the Teisves, even though it's not explicitly mentioned the Teisves, but there is a deal from the Teisves to the Goyen Saloche. So the Teisves in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Tes seems to be in accord with the Shite of the Goyen. However, from the Ritvo in Tainis, the last piece, and the Ritvo in Tainis, so it seems that the Ritvo agrees with the Shite of the Mogavon. The last piece, the Ritvo in Tainis, Chosun Shechal Echod Midalad Atzimis, Biseich Yemesim Chaslibei, let's say, suppose Shivos Abitanus, or Tzimidalye, or Asor Abitanus, happens to be in the Shivas Yimei Amishte. So the Shivas Yimei Amishte, that's Yontef Sholei, it's his Yontef Mirabon. Mistabali Shehu Chayev Nisanis. The Arav Al-Gav Di Yimei Regel Vesimcha Sholoyu Vein Aveles Chado Shocholo Bohem Kedi Yisei Viduchte Vein Simcha Ele Bachile Kedi Amrinim Gabi Rigolim Gabi Purim Kol Mokei Kiv Mi Regel Sholei Regel Yochid Mirabono Vitani Yiseinu Hem Di Rabim Osa Aveles Di Rabim Vidoche Regel Di Rabono. So the Ritva says that if a chosn happens to have the Shivas Yimei Amishte and Shivas Abitamus, so then he has to fast the whole day. And we cannot say it's Yom Tev Shalei, so the Yom Tev Shalei should be Deiche. The Yom Tev Shalei should be Deiche. The Shivas Abitamus? No, because the Yom Tev Shalei is a Yom Tev Midrabonon Shal Yochet. It's a Yom Tev Midrabonon. The Shivas Abitamus is a Tainis Rabbi, is a Tainis Sivu. So Mele, a Yom Tev, a Rabbonon, a Yom Tev the Rabbonon of Yochi cannot be Deiche, a Tainis Sivu of Rabbi. So in other words, he has to fast the whole day, the Chos. So it's like the Mogavom Shite, not like the Goh. So from Tesis it appears like the Goh, from the Ritvo it appears like the Mogavon. But it is interesting that the Ritvo emphasizes the fact that Kidn the Regal Shalei Regal Yochid Midrabono Vitaini Seimu Him the Rabbi Osa Aveles the Rabbi Vidoche Regal the Rabbi Vidoche Regal the Rabbi. So the reason as to why the Yontev the Rabbonon of the Chosn is not Deiche the Shivas Abitamus, because Shivas Abitamus is a tiny sin. The implication being, if Shivas Abitamus did not have a Shem tiny sin, but it had a Shem tiny Yochid, so then the Yom Tov the Rabbonon of the Chosn, which took effect, which began before the times, because he got married before Shivas Abitamus. He got married Erev Shivas Abitamus. So then, if Shivas Abitamus had been a Tainis Yochid, not a Tainis Sibo, so the Simche, the Yontev, the Rabbonon, the Mikore, that was how first would be Deiche, the Tainis Yochid, would preclude the Tainis Yochid from doing Chal. But in view of the fact that Shivas Abitamus is not a Tainis Yochid, it has a Shem, Chalei Shem, Tainis Sibo, so Mimele, the Tainis Sibo is Deiche, the Yom Tov. But one thing is clear from the Lashon of the Ritva, that only because it has a Shem Tainis Sibo, but if it wouldn't have a Shem Tainis Sibo, if it would have only a Shem Tainis Yochid, then the Yom Tov, the Rabbonon of the Chosn, would be Deiche, the Tainis Yochid of Shivas Abitamus. But it's not a Tainis Yochid, it is a Tainis Sibo. So we see from that, Lashon in the Ritva, that the gist of the question consists in another question is whether Shivosa Bitamus has a Shem Tanisibo or Shivosa Bitamus has a Shem Tanisyochit. Because the Ritu emphasizes the reason is why the Hosn in the Shiras in Amishte has to fast on Shivosa Bitamus because it's his Tanisibo. The implication being if it had a Shem Tanisyochit, he wouldn't have to fast. So Mimele, the Gros says that he doesn't have to fast. Why? Because apparently the Gros holds that Shivosa Bitamus does not have a Chalei Shem Tanis Sibo. Shivosa Bitamus has only a Chalei Shem Tanis Yochi. If he has a Chalei Shem Tanis Yochi, so Mimele they don't have the Rabbonon of the Chosn of the Balbris, instead of the Tanis Yochi the Rabbon. And Teisves, Shita apparently is also like that. Because the Gros deduces his aloche from the Teisves in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yotes, so apparently Teisves Shita is that Shivosa Bitamus does not have a Chalei Shem Tanis Sibo. But Shivosa Bitamus has a Chalei Shem Tanis Yochit. But you ask, how can it be called Tanis Yochit? All the Jews. And we have to fast. So in other words, it's a Tanis Yochit for all the Jews. But it has a Chalei Shem Tanis Yochit, not a Chalei Shem Tansibo, according to the Gro, according to Teisves, in Rosh Hashanah. And according to the Ritvo, it has a Chalei Shem Tansibo. So Mele, the Tansibo is Deiche, the Yom Tev Rabbonon of the Chos, all of the Bobbis. Now, in order to see whether Shivosa Bitamus has a Chalei Shem Tansibo, or it has a Chalei Shem Tanis Yochit, so we have to see a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Now, a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and also a Gemara in Tanis. The Mishnah in Tainis, the second parak, that this Rov on the base, it's a very long Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, in Gezrim Tainis, ala tzibo b'Rosh Chodoshim, b'chamiko v'pur, v'im ischiru eino mafsiki. Divrei Rav Gamliel. So, Omer Reb Meir, Afro Pish, Omer Reb Gamliel, in Mavziki, Meide Hoyo, She'im Ashlim, V'chein Tishabov, She'chaliyeis, V'erev Shabbos. But Reb Yaisi says, that Mashlim. And we pass like Reb Yaisi, that Mashlim. So the halacha is that we cannot be gezer a tiny, let's say, many days pass by and there are no pshomim. So the halacha is that Bezdin is Gezer Tainis and the Tzibur. That's Tainis al Atzores. So we chatchile, we're not allowed to be Gezer Tainis on Chanukah po. But suppose Bezdin was Gezer Tainis on Chanukah and Purim, so then Eim Afsik. So they have to fast. And Rabbi Yisi, so Rabbi Meir says they have to fast, but they cannot be mashlimit. They have to break the fast before the end of the day. But Rabbi Yisi says they are mashlimit. They fast the whole day. So the Gemara says that this aloha, v'imishiru eim apsikin, if Bezdin was gazing, a tainis on Chanukah and Purim, so v'imishiru eim apsikin, and according to Rabbi Yisi, you have to be mashlimit tainis, so it's only if the Nosi in Eretz Yisrael was involved in the Gzeiras Tainis. But suppose the Tainis was Niska, was declared not by the Nosi in Eretz Yisrael, but in Bovel, so then, even though it's Yisrael, it's still Mafsik. Why? So the Gemara says, because in Tainis Sibo B'Bovel, when does it have a Chalei Shem Tainis Sibo? If the Tainis Alakshomim is decreed by the Nosi in Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael. But if it is decreed by Bez Din Bovel, it does not have a Chalei Shem Tainis Sibo. So Mimele, and then also the Gemara says that when the Nosi is gazing at the Taniyas Alakshomi, so then the Taniyas Hermzoim and Achenis, so it requires a Tainis of the night and the day, and not only of Achilo Yusie, but also of all the Heilui. Masheike, if the best Min Bobel is gazing at the Tainis, so then he doesn't have a Chalishan Tainisibo. He doesn't have a Chalishan Tainisibo. And Mimele, he doesn't require a fasting on the night, only in the day, the way we do it, as she was on Tammuz and Gedalia Sob Davis. And it's not, it doesn't require all the Heinui. But if the Nosi was Gezer, then it has a Chalishan Tainisibo. So then it requires all the Heinui. So we have to refrain not only from Achille Yusie, but from Chitze, Sichan, and Zasando. Like a regular Tainis, like a Tainis of Tishabu. So the Rosh Nagmor is, in Tainis Sibu be Bovel, El Tishabu be Lat. So from that Rosh, many Rishayim point out that in order to have a Halashem Tainis Sibu, so it must be Tainis and the whole Misles, and the night and the day. Because the Rosh Nagmor is, in Tainis Sibu be Bovel, El Tishabu be Lat. Why Tisha B'Av? Because in Tisha B'Av you have to fast, you have to be mafsik in Bedeim, and you have to refrain from all the five Inuim. So that tends to indicate that in order to have a Chalishem Tainis Sibo, so then it must involve a Tainis of the whole day, the night and the day, the whole Misles, and it must be also in all the Inuim, in not only in Achille Usiyeh, but even in Rechitze, Sikha, and Lezazam. Now, that's one Gemara. Then there is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, says, Al Shisho Chadoshim Hashluchim Leitzi, Al Nisim Mipnei HaPesach, Alov Mipnei HaTainis, Al Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, Al Tishri Mipnei Takonas HaMadis, Al Kislo Mipnei Chanike, Val Oda Mipnei HaPurim, Uchshehoyo Bishamikdosh Kayom, Yitzin Avaliyah Mipnei Pesach Kot. So the Gemara is the Kashe. The Mishnah only mentions Nisim and Ov, because of Tisha B'Av, Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah, Tishri Miadin, Kislo Mipnei Chanike, Oda Purim. How about Tammuz and Teves? There is the tinies of Shmos of Tammuz and Teves, Asor of Teves, the Leif Genama at Tammuz and Teves. The Omar Achone Babizne, Omar Shimon Chside, Mai Dechsiv, Kei Omar Hashem Tzvokeis, Tzim Ovi, Vitzim Achamishi, Vitzim Ashvi, Vitzim Asiri, Yil, Viz Yudo, Vizosin Visimcho, Koro Vitzim, Vikoro Vizosin Visimcho, Bizman Shein Sholem, Yil Vizosin Visimcho, Ein Sholem Tzim. Omar Achpo Pehochek, Omar, Bizman Shein Sholem, Yil Vizosin Visimcho, יש גרס המלכוס צן, אין גרס המלכוס ואין שולם, רוצו מסענים, רוצו אין מסענים. So ממילא, the reason is why the שלוחים were not sent out for Orov and for Teves, even though it was negated. The Tainis of Shlosser Bitanus, and the Tainis of Asor Abiteves, because in regard to Shlosser Bitanus and Asor Abiteves, and Tzim Gidali, of course, so the Aloche was that when was it obligatory to fast only if there was Gzeiras Shmat, Gzeiras Hamalchus? But suppose the Bishamikdosh was Choret, but there were no Gzeiras, so then Rotzo Misanin, Rotzo Ein Misanin. So not every time did the Jews mechuyev to fast. So mainly the Shluchim were not sent out. So the Gemara has the Kashe, so Tisha B'Av too? After all, Tisha B'Av is mentioned together with Rosh Abitamus and Asor Abiteves and Tzimgidalye. So, Omar Rav Popeh Shanetes Bo, Hoyu Vihuchpul Vitzoris. Since it's Huchpul Vitzoris, so it's not left to the discretion of the people. And even under all circumstances, even in the Amor Gzeres, so on Tisha B'Av we have to fast. So Meile Shluchim had to be sent out for all. Masha'im Kenish, Amos, and Teves, so it was told in the discretion of the people, Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Loi Misanim, so Meile Bezdin didn't send out Bezdin didn't send out Shluchim. Now, the Ramban, So there's a washing of the Rambam in Tanis. Call me Sosi Mikol Lutzei. Omar Akol. Bizman di ke sholei ovit Sosi. Bizman di ke tzore ovit Sosi. Vo yidne di leke sholeim di leke tzore. Rotsu misani, rotsu eu misani. Rotsu misani, rotsu eu misani. So the Rambam says, vo yidne di leke sholeim di leke tzore. Rotsu misani, rotsu eu misani. It is interesting that the Rambam says So the Yidne, the Leke Sholem, the Leke Tzoro is Rotsu Misane, Rotsu Misane. In Hochet, Tishev of Name, Alom et Naam al Shish Chodoshim, Hashluchim Yeitzi in Alov Mifnei Atanis, Omer Rav Pope, Shana Tishev of, Hoyim Vihuchtu Vuitzoris, Perush Yei Sholem, Hayne Bizman Shemisani Vishkai, Yiyo Nisosim Yisimu. So what does it mean? Yei Sholem. Yei Sholem means Bizman Shemisani Vishkai. So according to most Rishonim, except the Rambam, so Bizman sheyei sholem, so isosim isimcha means when the bisamidosh is kind. So that means in the Baisheni, so it was sosim isimcha. So all the tzeinis were sosim isimcha, were yom. Ein sholem kegein bizman chod, vein tzor, bimokim yodua b'Yisroel, rotzo reib Yisroel v'iskim u'sholem nisaneis, ein matrichin aleim nisaneis. So Mele, since it's told in the discretion of the people, Ein Shluchim Yeitzi. Rotsu Rev Tzibu Insanis Misani. V'achsho, Kvo Rotsu, V'noabu Insanis, V'kiku Aleyen, L'fichoch, Oso L'yochid, L'fritz Gidron. V'kolshki V'deres Alolu, Sh'arei V'avniseinu, Sh'robu Tzoriz V'Yisroel, V'in Sholem, Hilka Chayovim Hakel Insanis, M'derekabor V'takonis Nebi. So, from the Roshan of the Ramban, it's Mashma. Now, the Gemara says, Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Misanim. But Achsho is Rotsu. We know how to Misanim. So the question arises, if it is Rotsu, it's a fact that Klal Yisroel was Mikabu upon themselves to fast and Shibosa Vitamus and Asor Vitame, Sing Gedalia, regardless whether they are Tzores or not. Even if they are no Tzores. So still, Klal Yisroel was Mikabu upon themselves. So the question is this, as a result of Klal Yisroel being mikabel upon themselves, is it a chiyuv that is grounded in the nefesh? So mitzad minig we have to fast, because of Peresh Natzivu. Or the takone of the Nevi'im was in regard to Shibos Avitamus and Asor Vitevis and Tzein Gedalia, that it is left to the, if Ein Sholem, the Ein Tzores, so it is left to the discretion of the people. And if the people will decide to fast, even though it's Ein Tzores, so then the Takonis HaNevi'im was that it should be Tzores. So now that the Klal Yisroel was already Mikabel once, so then we are Mechuyev Mitzad Takonis HaNevi'im, Mitzad Divrei Kabbalah, not just Mitzad Minhag. There is a big difference between a Chiyuv that is grounded in Minhag and the Chiyuv that is grounded in the Takonis HaNevi'im. So from the Roshim of the Ramban, it's Mashma, that even though Klal Yisroel was already mikabel upon themselves to fast on Asor HaBiteves and Shavos HaBitamus and Tzim Gedalia, under all circumstances, even if it's Ein Tzores, but so the Chiyuv to fast when it's Ein Tzores is only Mitzad Minhag, but not Mitzad Divrei Kabbalah or Mitzad HaKodesh HaNevi'im. Because since the Nevi'im left it to the discretion of the people, that means that the Nevi'im did not impose any obligation upon Jews to fast without no tzoris. They only imposed an obligation. Since the Nevi'im, after all, the Nevi'im spells it out, call it same, call it simple. So, from that we begin, what's on the sign of the Nevi'im? And Rotsu doesn't mean Rotsu, each individual Jew in every generation will, in his discretion, he'll decide whether he'll treat it as a Thursday or not. It means Rotsu. It was left in the discretion of Klal Yisrael. So since Klal Yisrael at one time decided to treat it as a fast, so Mele, then it comes within Takonis HaNevi'im. And it's not just the tainis that is grounded in Minhag, but it's a tainis with the Rekabol. So, on that point, there seems to be Machlekes Rishim. Some Rishim say that since the Nevi'im left it to the discretion of the people, so even though the people already exercised its discretion and was mikabel. Asor b'teivin, she was mitamus and gedalias, itanis, under all circumstances, even with no tzores. So it's only misadminek. And some rishonim say that no, the takonas anvim was in regard to asor b'teivis. She was mitamus and gedalias that once if the tzibur is mikabel, then it is a tainis that is nikva by the nevi. From the Ramban's washing it's mashma, because the Ramban says the achshov kvorotzu v'nuagu v'nisaneis v'kibu aleyem v'fichoch osu v'yochid nifritz gitron v'kolchim v'deres alohu sh'ariba v'niseinu sh'rovu tzoriz b'Yisrael v'in sholem hiltach hayobim hatilu v'nisaneis m'direi kabolo v'takonis nevi. So the Ramban says kolchim v'deres alohu. In other words, there is more of a chiyuv b'deres alohu. Why b'deres alohu? Because b'deres alohu, he says, Rubu Tzores b'Yisrael, so it's Yeish Zeres. Now, in the case of Yeish Zeres, so there, it's not left to the discretion of the people. Then the Levim themselves are misaki. So, it's mashma v'loshen Rambam, that any time where there are no Zeres, then we are mechuyev to face them, it's admitted. We may well be able to apply the extra kures that the Ramah applies to Tanis Esther. Tanis Esther. But if it's a situation of Xeres, so then it's Mitzatakones Anvim. So then it's not just Minek, but then it's a real Chiyuv Midirei Kabolo. That is Mashma the Ramban Shi. And then the Ramban says, וכל שמידרס עלו, שערי בבנסים שרו בצורס בישראל, ואין שולם, הם כך היו בן חקר ניסניס, מדברי כבור ומתקולס לבין. תקולס לבין. So, the Ramban, so it is interesting, the Ramban says that בדרס עלו, so it's יש סורס. So, maybe there is a חיוב to face מצד דברי כבור, and תקולס לבין, not just מצד מילד ישראל, because פרץ גדר ישוכן ונוחוש. We are not allowed to be a perish in Atzibur. But mitzad, divre kabor, takonis nevin. But the Ramban says, mikon shkini divres alonu shad, shavu putzores b'Yisrael. The tashbats, in chelik beis, tshuva reisha in Aleph, so he says that when the atzores, so then there is a chiyuv midivrei kabolo to fast as she was in Tammuz, Asor b'Teivis, and Tzein Gedalia, but now bizman hazeh that we have no tzores, so mimele the chiyuv to fast as she was in Tammuz, and Asor b'Teivis, and Tzein Gedalia, is only mitzadminik. That's what the Targum says. So that doesn't present any difficulty. The Ramban says, because Midir Salur Shal B'Nisim Shavu Tzores B'Yisrael, Ve'im Shoel. And the Tashbat says that in his time, there are no Tzores, because the Tashbat lived 200 years after the Ramban. So in the days of the Ramban, so the Jewish people was overtaken with all kinds of Xeres. But in the days of the Tashbat, they were not overtaken by Xeres. But anyway, we see from the Ramban and the Tashbats that even if Klal Yisrael was Mikabel, so it doesn't become Yechiyuv Tones Mitzad Divrei Kabbalah and Takonis Nevi'im, but only Mitzad Minik. Masha'im King, if there are Tzores, so then Mitzad Takonis Nevi'im, so we are Mechuyev to fast. Then it's Tones Mitzad Divrei Kabbalah and Takonis Nevi'im. Then the Ramban says, in the Stabre, the Kule Arba Tzeinis, Tanis Tzibohen, ונביאים גוזו אליסון, וכל חומרי טיימיס עליהם, מפסיקים בהם מבדיי, ואסורים בלחיצה ובשיחה ובנושא סנדל ומתשמש עמיתו, כתישבו, וקרום אקישלו כתישבו, אלו ידנקים בזמן דלקת צורי, פטלים, ורוצו, is nuagu lisanis ben velolinik b'chumres alolu avu mikoret hakone vada asurien b'kuron b'ligora gziras nivim gziras bezdin b'tainiyes emtsoyis v'achrenis. So the aloche, when Shomim didn't come down, so then at first there was the initial tanisim of the sheni chamishi sheni. So that only required the fasting in the daytime, not in the nighttime. And then, if it still didn't start raining, so then Bezdin, the Mossi, were Yezer, a tiny Yisemtzoyim, and the tiny Yisemtzoyim involved a tiny in the night and the day. And not only did it involve a restraint in Achilles Siyeh, but in all the Heinu. So he says, Avonik, so the Ramban says that this distinction between Tisha B'Av and the other Tereisim, Tisha B'Av everybody knows, has to fast night and day, and has to refrain from all the Heinuim, and other Tereisim, you only have to fast in the daytime, not in the night, and you don't have to refrain from the other Heinuim, only Achilles Siyeh you have to refrain. So he says that actually, when the Nevi'im were misake, a chiyuv tainis, so they did not distinguish between Tisha B'Av and other Tereisim. Because the Novi Yischaye refers to it as Tzei Novi, V'Tzei Machamishi, V'Tzei Mashvi, V'Tzei Masiri. So in other words, Tzei Novi, Shemos HaBitamis, Tzei Machamishi, is Tisha B'Av. Tzei Mashvi, Tzei Nidaniya, and Tzei Masiri, Yasov HaTevetz. So it doesn't spell out anything peculiar about Tisha B'Av, in contrast to the other Tereisim. So they have the same status. So, but the only difference is that in regard to Tisha B'Av, it's not Tomi Rotsu, even if there are no Tzores. So because of the fact that Huchpu Bolei, so Mele we have to fast, so Mele we have to fast at night and day, and we have to refrain from all the Heinui. Basheim came, we got Yeshivos HaBitamus, and Zemidarian, and so on, so that's Tomi Rotsu. If there are no Gzeres, so it's Tomi the discretion of the people. So the Nevi'im, and that's the Ramban Lishito say, that even if Klal Yisrael is Mikabel to fast under all circumstances, even if there are no Tzores overtaking the Jewish people, so it's only Mitzad Minek, but not Mitzad Takanes Anviim. So Mele, today, when we fast, and there are no Tzores, so on Shavuos HaBitamus, we don't have to fast the whole Mitzvah. Masha'im came in a time when there are Tzores overtaking the Jewish people, as the Ramban says of his own day. Now the Tashba says in his day there are no Tzores. The Ramban says in his day there are Tzores. These are the historical facts. So mainly it follows from the Ramban that in the days of the Ramban, Anasor B'Teves in Gedalia and Shavuos HaBitamus, so every Jew had to fast the whole Misles and they had to refrain from all the Inuim, from Chitze, Sichem, El Sasanga. And when do we distinguish between Tisha B'Av and other Tanaisim? Only when there are no Tzores. So then in regard to Tisha B'Av, so the Nevi'im were gazing a tiny, the Nevi'im, the Chachomim, were gazing a tiny anyway, even if we are not overtaken by Tzores. So, but Shavuos HaBitamus and Tzengidalia and Asor B'Teves, so the Nevi'im, the Chachomim, were not gazing a tiny, and it's only Kabbalah. A Mineg Yisrael, so the Mineg Yisrael, the Kabbalah was to fast only the daylight part of the day, and not the night part of the day, and to only to refrain from Achilah Messiah, not from the other Inuim. But whenever it's obligatory, Mitzad Takones Anvim, Takones Chachomim, so then, and when it's not based upon Mineg, so then we have to fast the whole Mitzvah. That's the Shita of Ramah. Now, אבל מקור את הכל לבד האסור אין וכולו ולגור הגזיר הסניבים גזיר הסבז ביטני יש אמצוי יש ואחרניס וכל דתיק לניבים כן דרייס דתיק תשא בו והרבו צמס כי עם הכיפורים לינויים וכן לגבי טיימס דמגילה אומר במדרש צומו עלי שלישס יום עם לילה ויהי וכי אפשר עוד מעסס כאילו שמפסיקים בידי ובתיספת אומרו מסרסטיימס קוראו שאומרו איך למשיסים בידי מאסור מבוחה בחיצה. So, holomadnu shein tainis nikma latzibu, elu ba'atsokin b'dein, ubi'chumren elu kulon shovimei, li'tisha bo b'inu. So, v'ho dinokit b'gmore, li'yisure tisha bo b'chud, mishem dishore b'rotzu misanin l'kimne, v'lo imit kirul masnisi, v'lo b'gmore klav. So, that's the Ramban shit. And the tour. the Torah in Simen Tov Kuf Nun says as follows: Paul Bigmar, Kol Exein V'Kol Sosim, Shamer Apope Bismandi Kesholim V'Le Keshmat Kigen Shebisamikdash Kayom Sosim Bismandi Keshmat V'Le Kesholim Tzei V'Oidne V'Le Kesholim V'Le Keshmat Rotzei Misamim Rotzei Misamim. Then the Gemara uses the Roshi V'Oidne V'Le Kesholim V'Le Keshmat U'Peirush V'Le Kesholim Shabayis Chorat V'Le Keshmat B'Mokim Yodua B'Yisrael Rotzei V'Yisrael V'Yiskim Alim Shaloi Misamis Ei Misamim Rotzei V'Tzibo Misamim ורואים רוצו ונוהגו ליסניס לפיכוך עושו לפריץ גדר וכל שכים ידרסים so imam is adapt to the lotion of the Ramban him kach hakel chayovim ליסניס מדרי קבולה ומתקן לסמבין so then the Torah should say because the Ramban shita is that when the tainis of Shvosa Bitamus and saying Gidali Asor Bitavis is obligatory mitzatakon esalvin so then there is no distinction between Shvosa Bitamus and Tisha B'Av so since the Ramban says Vikoshkin Bidereseinu so there is Sores so Mele we should fast the whole day the night and day and we should have to observe all the Heinuim so then the Torah concludes Umiyu Kulom Yutorim Birchitze Visiche ונילה ססמבלו מתשש עמיתו ואין צורך להפסיק בהם ממדיין חוץ מתישבוב חוץ מתישבוב so the Bach has the Kashi since the two mentioned the washing of the Ramban that לפי חוך עושו לפריץ גדע ויקושקים בדריסינו that the washing of the Ramban and the Ramban says that whenever we are overtaken by Tzores so then it wasn't left by Nivin to the discretion of the people so then we are mechuyev to deport ourselves and Shvosa Bitamus the same way as Dijabov so maybe the Torah should say v'kulom asurim b'chitze v'sirche why does he say umi u'kulom utorim b'chitze v'sirche after all he says v'kolshkim idereseinu so the Bach says that when the Torah says umi u'kulom utorim b'chitze v'sirche he does not have reference to his general his time kolshkim idereseinu but to the Deves HaKadmeni when they were not overtaken by Tzores but in the Chaname B'Dereseinu that we are overtaken by Tzores then we have to face the whole Misles and we have to observe all the Heinui that's what the Bach says so according to the Bach unfortunately most of the time Jews were overtaken by Tzores so the Talmud says they were not overtaken by Tzores but you see other Rishayim say that they were overtaken by Tzores so according to the Bach so the Psak of the Torah is that whenever the Jewish people is overtaken by Tzores so Shivosa Bitamus have to be observed with all the Chumras of Tisha B'Av now during the last world war so certainly the Jewish people was overtaken by Tzores more than any other time since the Chum Bayi Sheni or since Chum Bita So, and still, I don't know of any Jews who fasted in Israel in Shavuos HaBitamus. Even the biggest tzaddik. So, according to the Bach, so the shite of the Ramban and the shite of the Torah is that whenever the Jewish people is overtaken by Tzores, then we have to observe by Shavuos HaBitamus and by Tzim Gedalia and Asor B'Teves, all the Chumas. Well, that sounds strange. But anyway, this is what the Bach says. This is what the Bach says. Now others say that the Chidushi Agoye, so he says it's not clear what he means, but it seems that he explains the Torah that the Torah does not pass every point in the Ramban. The Ramban says two things. The Ramban, one point that the Ramban says is that if the Jewish people is not overtaken by Tzores, so then, even though Klal Yisrael is already mikabe upon themselves to fast, regardless whether the Jewish people is overtaken by Tzores or not, but the Chiyuv Tainis is not mitzad akabole v'dikonis nevim, but only mitzad minek. And when is it obligatory mitzad takon samvim and divrei kabole only when the Jewish people is overtaken by Tzores? But if it's ein gzeiros. Then, in spite of the fact that Klal Yisrael was already got to exercise this discretion to be misani, it's still only obligatory mitzad minik. So that point of the Ramban, the Torah adapts. But the other point in the Ramban, that the Ramban says that whenever it's obligatory. So then there is no distinction between Shivos Abitamus, Tengidalia, Sor Abitavis, on one hand, and Tisha B'Av on the other point of the Ramban. So the Torah doesn't adapt. He doesn't pass like that. So that's why the Torah says, "Umi ukulam mitorim bechitze v'sircheu l'sasandro tashatamitov v'nzor v'adrum v'yeh." Because he doesn't pass like the Ramban. But according to Ramban in Chaname, whenever the Atzor is, so then we have to observe Shivos Abitamus with all the Chumres of Tisha B'Av. Now, this is what the Ramban says. So the Ramban says that even though Klal Yisrael was already Mikabel, so still it is, even though Klal Yisrael was already Mikabel, so it's only Mitzad Minik, if we are not overtaken by Torah. Now let's see what the Ritva says. The Ritva and Rosh Hashanah, in explaining that Gemara has the kashe, believe Kuname Atamus Vitevitz, because of Shivos Abitamus and because of Asor Vitevitz. So the Gemara says the reason as to why Shluchim were not sent out to inform the Jewish communities what day was Nikva is Reshchedesh, because it's Rotze Nisani, Rotze Nisani. So the kashe that all the Rishim raised, but since Klal Yisrael was already Mikabel, so now it's not totally in the discretion of each individual Jew. So maybe the Shluchim should go out. So the Ritva has that kasha. So he says, "Behashte di parishne meimre de rapope, tzrichinon mifushe maim mifakinon, biika kushe mi rapope. Do avo gav doma rapope rotze misanen, lui rotze misanen, mikolmo kein kvoro yureitzim lisanis beisiz man. Vinei agin hoyu lisanis stamus vitevis. Midi pachinon vilev kuname atamus vitevis. Vim kein akate tikshalon amai lunavke bushluchi. Vyeish nitaatzim dehorekoma. Dichiv mi shoyu kalim vitchloso. Shiilu loy rotzu lohoyu misanin. Av achshov shekibu aleyen loyu matpidim nishleach aleyen. Shluchi. Vizei ninochin klau. Shekvo shekibu. Vohoyso aleyen chivo. Mikzeras Levim, Lomo loyim akpidim laaseison bizman. Lomo loyim akpidim laaseison bizman. So he says that the reason as to why, some Rishonim say the reason as to why Shluchim were not sent out, since originally it was stolen the discretion of the people, and the people, Klal Yisrael, had the alternative not to be mikabel upon themselves Shivos Abitamus and Asor Abitavis as itones when there are no tzores. So even though they were mikabel, so he says, but still they were not makpit lishleach aleim shluchim. And then he says, v'zei ninochi klal, shekvo shekidlu, v'hoiso aleim chivo, mikzeras levim, lomo lo yimakpidin laseisom bizman. ואחרים פירשו דוחקם, אף על פי שהוא מנוגון ליסניס בהם, אילו רצינו שלא ליסניס בהם, לא היו מיסני, כי לאילו מהדובתו לא ברוצים, וכי משחיין אין כפדר לשלוי אביד בדובו שלוחים. וגם זה נמח בה, דיבד היה אחר שהוא גולו בהם, וקיבלו עליהם, אחר שלא ישמד עליהם, כבר נזכאים עליהם, וישוב אין להם כיח ורוצים לבטלום, שכבר רוצו בדובו, וקיבלו, ומכל מוקאים, So, two shittes. One shitte is that's the second lotion that the Torah mentions. Some Rishonim say that since it is stolen in the discretion of Klal Yisrael, so Klal Yisrael could change its mind. So even though originally they decided to be Mikabel, but if, let's say, years later, Klal Yisrael decide not to be Misane, when that no tzores overtaking Klal Yisrael, they could do it. So he rejects that lashon. But then the first lashon admits that Klal Yisrael could not be Mishan. Klal Yisrael could not be Mishan. But since it was following the discretion of the people, so Mele Bezdin was not matpi to send out Shluchim. What's the kapone of that lashon? So apparently, this shaila is involved here. Now, the Chachomim, the Nevi'im left it to the discretion of the people. The Nevi'im left it to the discretion of the people. So the question is this. When they left it to the discretion of the people, what does it mean? Does it mean that if the Klal Yisrael will decide to be Misane, then it's part and parcel of the Takonis Amrim? In other words, so the Nevi'im or Misake Shibosa B'Tamis as an obligatory Tamis, if ultimately Klal Yisrael will be recovered upon themselves to fast on Shivosa B'Tamus. Yeah, Shivosa B'Tamus, even though they're not overtaken by Tzoretz. Or, no, since the Nevi'im left it to the discretion of the people, that means that the Nevi'im did not impose any obligation. And even if Klal Yisrael, but it is only obligatory mitzad minik, but not mitzad korasami. So the first Lashons held that rule. Once Klal Yisrael was Mikabel, so then another generation does not have the liberty to revoke that Kabbalah. So they are already bound. But it's obligatory mitzad altitesh derasimecho, not mitzad takon sambi. And so the Ritva rejects that, and the Ritva says no. Since the Nevi'im delegated it to Klal Yisrael, so once Klal Yisrael was Mikabeo, Shivosa B'Tamus and Saint Gedalia and Asora B'Teves as Itones, even if they are not overtaken by Tzores, so that means that that is the Takone of the Nevi'im. Then the other Loshim is, the other Shittes of Hashem is, that they are more making, and they say that not only as a result of the Kabbalah by Klal Yisrael, so it did not become obligatory mitzat hakones amvim, but even mitzat minik, so Klal Yisrael in the future generation has the keach, is at liberty to revoke that Kabbalah. And of course, the Ritva rejects that cheetah too, because even on the basis of minik, once Klal Yisrael is mikabel, so another generation cannot revoke it, as it appears from the Gemara in Psochim in connection with Nebishon. So they wanted to abandon a certain minik that the ancestors adopted. So the Gemara tells in Psochim that Chachamim told the Nebishon, you cannot do it, al titesh derasimech. So then the Ritva says, at the end he says, Nekulazu shaloi hoyu neagim ben kichim atainis elu kitainis yechidim lo yomakpidim nishleach lem shluchim she'ine yelatainis yechidim. So in other words, so the Ritva here mentions three shittes. In discussing the Gemara, Gemara says that the reason as to why Bezdin did not send out shluchim for Tammuz and Teves, because in Tammuz and Teves is Chotzo Misan and Chotzo Misan. So the question is raised by the Ritva, but the fact is that Klal Yisrael was Mekabel. So again, the Bezdin should have sent out Shluchim. So there are three Terutzim. The Ritva mentions three Terutzim. Two Terutzim he rejects, and the third Terutzim he accepts. So one Terutzim is, that's the biggest problem, that since the Nevi'im left it to the discretion of Klal Yisrael, so Mimele, even if Klal Yisrael at one time in one generation was mikabel upon themselves to fast on Shivosa B'Tamus, even if they are not overtaken by Tzores, but the future generation is at liberty to revoke that kabbalah, and that he rejects. Then another Loshin, another Shittes of Hashem, the Ritva mentions in Rosh Hashanah is that true indeed, once Klal Yisrael is mikabel upon themselves to fast on Shivosa B'Tamus, even if they are not overtaken by Tzores, so then the future generation is not at liberty to revoke that minek, that kabbalah, but it's only grounded in minek. And since it's only grounded in minek, so mimele, the Bezdin didn't want to send out Shluchim. That Lashon he also rejects. Why? Because the Ritva Shite is not like the Ramban. The Ramban Shite is that since the Levim themselves did not impose an obligation upon Jews to fast on Shavuos and Matanos when they're not overtaken by Tzores, so even if Klal Yisrael, and they said Rotzim Nisanim, Rotzim Nisanim, so even though ultimately Klal Yisrael was nikabel upon themselves, so the Ramban Shita is, so it became obligatory only as a minute, not as Dakan Sanim. And the Ritva Shita is that it became obligatory as Dakon Samvim. But then he says at the end, so Monefshach, if it became obligatory, so Bezdin should have sent out Shluchim. So he says at the end, the reason as to why Bezdin didn't send out Shluchim is because even though Klal Yisrael was Mikabel, but since the Levim themselves at the very outset left it to the discretion of Klal Yisrael, so even after Klal Yisrael was mikabel upon themselves, it became obligatory mitzatakones amvim, but only as a tainis yochid, not as a tainis sim. So it became obligatory mitzatakones amvim, but only as a tainis yochid, not as a tainis sim. Now, this ritual seems to be diametrically opposed to what the ritual says at the end of tainis. Because the ritual at the end of Miseches Tainis. So he says, if a host in the midst of Shiva Sima Mishnah, so is faced with the problem of Shiva Sabi Tammuz, whether he should fast or not, so the ritual says he has to fast. Why? Because true that a host in Shiva Sima Mishnah and Yontev de Rabbonon, and that Yontev de Rabbonon took effect before the beginning of Shiva Sabi Tammuz. So, but we don't say that this, the Yim Simcha, the Yontev de Rabbonon, of Shiva Sima Mishte that took effect first should be Deiche, the time is the Rabbonon that is Hal later on, because even though the Yom Tev Rabbonon took effect first and then the time is the Rabbonon, but the Yom Tev Rabbonon is the Yom Tev of Yochid Hashem, King, the time is the time is Sibo Shiva Sima Tanus, so Memele the time is Sibo is the time is Sibo is Deiche. The time is Sibo, the Rabbonon is Deiche, the Yom Tev, the Rabbonon of Yochid. So here he says explicitly that Shavuos of Tammuz has a Chaleishem Tainis Sibo, not just a Chaleishem Tainis Yochid. And here, in explaining the Gemara as to why the Bezdin did not send out Shluchim for Tammuz and for Teves, because Rotzim Nisanim, Rotzim Nisanim. So the question was, but Klal Yisrael was Mikabel. So at the end of it was says, the reason is why they didn't send out Shluchim, because even though it became obligatory, Mitzat Takones Avim, because of the Kabbalah by Klal Yisrael, but it became obligatory as a Tainis Yochid for each and every Jew. Not as a Tainis Sibo. So the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah appears to say that as a result of the Kabbalah by Klal Yisrael, it became obligatory mitzvah takonis amvim, but only b'teiras tainis yochid, not b'teiras tainis sibo. Whereas the ritual at the end of tainis, he says that it has a halishem tainis sibo. So there seems to be a stirah between the ritual in Rosh Hashanah and the ritual in tainis. So the answer, the obvious answer, must be that when does the ritual say that it's obligatory? Now the ritual shita is that under all circumstances, even when the Jewish people is not overtaken by tzores, so it's a chiyuv mitzat hakon samvim. But he says in Rosh Hashanah, he says it's a chiyuv mitzat hakon samvim, but b'teiras tainis yochid. Mashein kein, at the end of tainis, he says it's obligatory mitzat hakon samvim, divrei kabore, but b'teiras tainis sibo. So the obvious answer is in Rosh Hashanah he explicitly has reference to the case where the Jewish people is not overtaken by tzores. So originally, when the Levim were Kiveya the Tzeleis, so they left it to the discretion of the people. True, once the people decided, once the people exercised this discretion in favor of being Misaneh, even when they are not overtaken by Tzores, so then it became an integral part of the Takores Amvim. But since the Levim at the very outset did not impose an obligation to fast when the Jewish people is not overtaken by Tzores, so even though later on it became obligatory, but only as Tainis Yochid, Mashenken in Tainis, at the end of Tainis, he has reference to his day when the Jewish people was overtaken by Tzores. So in the time when the Jewish people was overtaken by Tzores, so then at the very outset the Nevi'im were misake that it's obligatory to fast. But they were misake that they have to fast and refrain only from Achila Yusir, not from the other Nevi'im, and they don't have to fast Laila V'yeh. But that, according to the Ritva, the Ritva is chelik and the Rambam. And the Ritva Shittim is that even when the Jewish people is overtaken by Tzores, so the Takonis Arvim and the Takonis Chachomim was that they only have to fast in the daytime, not in the nighttime. So, briefly, the Shittim of the Ritva is as follows. Even in the case where the Jewish people is not overtaken by Tzores, when originally it was left to the discretion of the Jewish people, but once the Jewish people exercised this discretion in favor of being the Kabbalah Tzores, even though they're not overtaken by Tzores, so then it becomes an integral part of the Takonis Arvim, and they are mechuyev to fast under all circumstances, even if they are not overtaken by Tzores, mitzvah Takonis Arvim. So mele we cannot apply the kules that the Ramo says we can apply to Tainis Esther, because it's a chiyuv mitzvah Chabore, mitzvah Takonis Arvim. But if we are not overtaken by Tzores, so then it is a chiyuv mitzvah Takonis Arvim, but only b'tiras Tainis Yochel. Mashen came in the case where in Ita, when we are overtaken by Tzores, so then at the very outset the Nevi'im imposed an obligation upon each and every Jew to fast, even though they said you don't have to fast in the night and you don't have to refrain from Rechitze and Sikha and Lesasandal, but in regard to Achila and Sieh and the times in the daytime, it is the time. The Ramban Shitti is that if the Ramban Shitti is that when the Jewish people are overtaken by Tzores, so not only is it Anisibo, so then it has all the chumras of Tisha B'Av. And the Ritva Shitti is it doesn't have the chumras of Tisha B'Av. But there is still a difference between a time when the Jewish people is not overtaken by Tzores, so then according to the Ritva, we are mechuyev to fast mitzat HaKonos Arvim, not just mitzat Minei, but there it's only a time is Yochid. But when the Jewish people is overtaken by Tzores, so at the very outset of the Nevi'im, who are misake that the Jews have to fast, then we have to fast not b'teiras tanis yochi, but we have to fast b'teiras tanis sif. So in other words, so now we understand the pshat in the goal. You see, because we see that according to the, that even according to the Ritva, that it is, that it is a tiny sibo, so it's only a tiny sibo, it's only a tiny sibo if they are overtaken by Tzores. But if they are not overtaken by Tzores, so then it's not a tiny sibo. But the shita of the Gro is much farther. And the shita of the Gro is that even because it appears from the Gro that in all situations, even if the Jewish people is overtaken by Tzores, so a chosni balbris, so, and Shivosa B'Tamuz, even if it's not in Itre, he can break the fast after Mincha. Why? Because the Ritva Shite is that it's a chiyuv mitzat akonas hanavim, but only b'tiras tainis yochid. But in the case where the Jewish people is overtaken by Tzores, then it's obligatory mitzat akonas hanavim b'tiras tainis sibul. He got the call and he deduces it from the Teisves in Rosh Hashanah that under all circumstances, even when the Jewish people is overtaken by Tzores, so then there is certainly a chiyuv misat hakonos arvim and misat hakonos kabole, but a time sibo does not have a chalishen time sibo. Why doesn't it have a chalishen time sibo? As the Rambam says, that in order to have a chalishen time sibo, then there must be tones and the whole misles and the night and the day. So this is the Gemara says in Tanisibo Bibovel El Tishabo Bilvad. Why Tishabo Bilvad? Because Tishabo involves a fast on the night too, and it involves a restraint from all the Hamishonu. So Mimele, this is the Shita of the Gro. So according to the Gro, since we see from the Gemara in Tanis that engaged in Tanis the Hanukkah Upurim, but we is Chilo Imafsikim, and again he said that he's mashing the tainis, but the Gemara says that was only if the tainis was nigzar al dinosim in Eretz Yisrael, but if it was nigzar in Bovel, so in Tanisibo be Bovel, elo tishibo gurbat, so memele any tonis that does not involve a tainis of the night, just as in the day, in that does not, any tonis that does not involve restraint from all the five inuim, does not have a halishem tanisibo. So it's true that it's takore sambi in a time when we are overtaken by tzores, so it's certainly takore sambi, not mere minek. But it's a takore sambi in b'teiras tanis yochid, not b'teiras tanis sibo. If it's a takore sambi in b'teiras tanis yochid, so mimele, the yom tev de rabunon is there. So that answers the first question. Why does the goyen distinguish between shibos of b'tanis and b'shibos? The answer is, because Tisha B'av is the Halishem Tanis Sibo. So Memele the Yom Tov Rabbon cannot be Deiche, which is the Yom Tov Rabbon of Yochid, so it cannot be Deiche, a Tanis Sibo. Mashiach Inkish was of Itamus, even if we are overtaken by Tzores. So it is a Takon Sanvim, but a Halishem Tanis Sibo it doesn't have. Inasmuch as it does not involve the Tanis in the night, and it does not involve the Reinuim, only Achilu is here. So Mimele is Tanis Yochid. So, and the Yom Tev Rabbonon took effect first. So Mimele, the Yom Tev Rabbonon is Deiche, the Tanis Yochid Rabbonon. Now, that's second Kashi. The second Kashi was, why does the Mechaber, the Bes Yosef, distinguish between Tisha B'Av Anitche and Tisha B'Av Nitznach? So Morev Shech, if Yom Tev de Rabbonon can be Deiche, and Tisha B'Av Anitche is also, there has all the Chumres of Tisha B'Av that is not Nitche. I mean, we have to observe all the Chumres on the Tisha B'Av when the ninth B'Av occurs on Shabbos, and then it's Nitche for Sunday. So we have to deport ourselves in the same way as if the ninth B'Av had occurred on Sunday. Sometimes the ninth B'Av occurs on Sunday. In certain years, the ninth B'Av occurs on Shabbos, and it's literally the Sunday. But as far as our new is concerned, all the chumras that have to be observed on the Tisha B'Av that occurs on Sunday, so aneig also on the Tisha B'Av that occurs on Shabbos, and it's literally the Sunday. So how is it that the Mechaber paskens that if it's not literally the Sunday, if it occurs on Sunday, then he has to fast the whole day? He cannot break the fast at the minute. But if it occurs on Shabbos, it's Nitra to Sunday, so then he can break the fast at the minute. So the answer is very simple. We see from that Gemara and from the Gro that in order that the Yom Tov Rabbonon should be Deiche, the time is the Rabbonon, so then the time is the Rabbonon cannot have a Halishem Tanis Sibo. But if the time is the Rabbonon has a Halishem Tanis Sibo, it's on the counter. So the time is Sibo, the Rabbonon is Deiche, the Yom Tov Rabbonon that was Chal first. So Memele, the Mechaber Shiti is, after all, the Nevi'im were Misake in Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, not the tenth of all. Rabbi Yochanan said that if he had been in those days, he would be Misake, that the fast should be on the tenth of all. Why? Because the Sreifas B'Samigdosh really took place on the 10th, because the same in Israel, so they set fire in the late afternoon, not the 9th. So Mimele, the B'Samigdosh was burned. But, so Rabbi Yochanan says, if he had been in those days, he would be Misakein on the 10th. But the fact is that the Nevi'im were Misakein, the Nevi'im, the Chachomim, were Misakein, and that the times of Tisha B'Av should be on the 9th. So Mimele, when does it have a Halishem time of Sibo? And if it takes place on the day when it was Nitva, and the Nevi'im, the Chachomim, were Kaveya, the same Chamishim on the 9th. So Mimele, on the 9th, that's the name Akvias, it has a Halishem time of Sibo. But if the Tisha B'Av occurs on Shabbos, and on Shabbos we cannot fast, so then it's Nitra to Sunday. So then, when it's Nitra to Sunday, it's B'tiras Tashlumin. It's B'tiras Tashlumin. So the Chachomim were Misakein, that even though we cannot fast on its regular day, on the Kvias, on the Yom HaKavua, Antishabo, because it's Shabbos, we're not allowed to fast, so we have to realize it Tashlumi for the Tanis by fasting on Sunday. But it's Betiras Tashlumi. So Mimele, the Takonis Chachomim was that Betiras Tashlumi, we have to observe all the Chumras that we have to observe when it is realized on the regular day. But only Betiras Tashlumi. So, but there is one basic difference. When the Tanis is on the regular day, on the ninth, so the Nevi'im, the Chachamim walk away at on the day, so they gave the Techalei Shem Tanisimo. So Mimele, the Tanisimo, the Mechava says, is Deiche, the Yom Tev Rabbonon that took effect before. So Yechosi. So the Chosi. So if he got married before, so or in Balbris, so Antishebo, if it's not in Itche, since it's Tanisimo, so Mimele, it's Deiche, the Yim Simche, of the Yom Tev Rabbonon of the Chosi, nor of the Balbris. Mashein came the ninth at Mishraker and Shabbos. So Mimele, so you cannot fulfill the tainis and the Yim HaKavua. So Mimele, to the Chachomim or Misakim, that you have to be mashlim the tainis. For Tashlumim, by way of Tashlumim, with all the Chumres, with all the Inuim, and the ninth and the day, with all the Chumres. But it's only there as Tashlumim. So Mimele, Chalish and Tainis, see what he does it there. Since it's only B'teras Tashlumim, so Mimele he tears the Chalish and Tainis Yochi. If he tears the Chalish and Tainis Yochi, so Mimele the Yom Tov Rabbonon that took effect first is Deiche, the Tainis Yochi of the Tisha B'Av. So that answers the second Kashi. Now, the third Kashi was, why does the Mechaba say that if Ibal Bris has a bris on Tisha B'Av Nitche to Sunday, so then he should wait till Minche, and then after Minche he can break his fast. Monefshech, if the Yom Tov Rabbonon is capable of being there, the time is Yochid Rabbonon, and if it's a Nitche, he doesn't have a Chalishem Tanisibo. It only has a Chalishem Tanis Yochid, so he should be able to break the fast in the morning. Why does he have to wait till Minche? Now, so let's see a certain Din Ramon. The Ramon in Simen Tov Kuf Samar Veis. So the Ramon says, Sifale, Kol Tainis, של משוקל אוף חמוד אני שלו ישלים מעציס את החובי מיני טיימס ואם דייתי לכל קידם לכם אני מספר לענן that's what the מחבא פסקס מי הוא נהגים להספר לענן אף על פי שהם משלים מן עציס את החובי וכן דעס מקצס רבוס חומס הדשא אצים מקובי זין ונראה מי דווקא ביוחד די מרעננו בשם יתחיל אני לא אבוך יוחד לאיזו כמו שנסבור אבל שנרציבו יהיה מרעננו אלו כמשלים מבחין היגע. So there is a machlech to shame.